Did you ever wonder who Jesus was in the Old Testament? I mean, who Jesus was before he was born here on earth? In today's lesson, we're going to discuss the question of before he was born. When Abraham Lincoln was elected president, Jesus was there. When Abraham of the Old Testament was childless, Jesus was there. When Noah started building the ark, Jesus was there. When Adam was created, Jesus was there. In Genesis 1 and verse 26, God said, "Let us make man in our image." Who do you think he was talking to when he said that? Who is the us of that verse? John 1 verses 1 and 2 makes that very clear. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. He was talking to Jesus. Jesus is the one who made everything that has been made. Jesus is not just the carpenter from Nazareth. He is also the great carpenter of the universe. He made the sun and the moon and the stars. He made the cattle and the birds and the fish. He made man and woman. He made the angels. He made me, and he made you. What was his name before it was Jesus? No one really knows. Some commentators think he is the angel of the Lord in the Old Testament. He is one of the three in the Godhead. The Bible makes it abundantly clear that he is. Matthew 28, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." In Colossians 13, he wrote, "May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all." He always was. He always is. He always will be. That is the definition of an eternal God. Our minds are unable to imagine the possibility of a place where time does not exist, where time is irrelevant, where there are no clocks or calendars. Such a place is where Jesus was, where Jesus is, and where Jesus always will be. Since he is there, and I am going there, then there will never be another time when I will not exist. This is because of who Jesus is and who he was before he was born on earth. I'm Lonnie Davis. Today's heart word is John 3, verse 16, including verse 17. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him."